What is going on, guys? Hey, before we jump into today's show, I want to talk to you about our sponsor, Draft. More than 1 million people have already downloaded Draft. Listen, get in there to your app store, download Draft, and play in a real live NBA draft now. That's right, snake style. Get it done in under 5 minutes. Don't agonize over salary cap. Get paid the next day. The drafts are filling constantly. They're anywhere from 3 to 10 players more, obviously. But if you want to get over there, you got to use our promo code LINEUPDFS, right? Get in there, download Draft, sign up with the promo code LINEUPDFS, because you're going to get a money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, they're going to give you your deposit back up to $100. So you throw in the money, you don't like it, you write them back, you say, this isn't for me, I'm sorry, I want to get out. Boom, money back, don't worry about it. And they're going to give you a free entry. So really, really, really great. You're going to have to get in there real soon. Lineup DFS, check it out. And let's jump into the show. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Lineup Logic DFS, the daily fantasy podcast, bringing you lineup construction ideas for the DFS slate upcoming on FanDuel. I am your host, Sean Kane, and I am so sorry that this show is so far behind. Craziness here in Southeast Tennessee. Ice storm last night, middle of the night, everything covered in just a half-inch thick sheet of ice, basically. School said, no, don't bring the kids until after 10:30. Teachers won't be here. The roads are dangerous. Okay, great. So the kids stay home in the morning. My wife's trying to get ready to go to the airport. That's pandemonium. You can't really get any research, quality research done there. Fine. In the midst of all that, little man opens the back door, lets the dog out. I'm trying to get the car, get the ice off the car. My wife pops out the back door in the driveway and goes, hey, do you have the dog? I don't have the dog. Wait, it's 25 degrees out here and I'm ice skating in the driveway. I don't have the dog. What? Where's the dog? I don't know. Where's the dog? Tronch around in the backyard. Of course, the dog is, you know, four houses away through the backwoods on the other side of the neighborhood. Great. Good job. Thank you. So, it was awesome. It was awesome. Neighbor's mailbox got taken out by a delivery truck. There was a guy who just did not know how to drive in the snow or the ice, just parked right in front of my house, trying to call a tow truck. And I was like, dude, just drive. You're going to be fine. Tell you what, man, it's a different animal down here in the South. People don't really, they get real scared of the snow and the ice. You live in Chicago for 10 years and everybody's fearless. People running red lights and shit, pretending like it's not even snowing outside. Not important, but that is why the show is about 3 hours behind schedule. I am sorry. Hopefully you catch this on your evening commute. Let's go ahead and take a look because we got a 7-game slate tonight. Let's go ahead and take a look at what Vegas has to say, what the injuries have to say. We'll get straight into the player breakdown because I want to keep this show quick and tight for you guys so you can get all the information that you need. All righty, first game of the night. 213 total here, Milwaukee at Indiana. We saw this game last week, but Victor Oladipo sat out. The Bucks rolled. Giannis had 57 fantasy points in just 29 minutes, did barely play in the fourth quarter. Phenomenal game from him, and there was no one to stop him to get to the rim. I got to think it's very similar this time. The only difference will be that perhaps the Pacers will actually be able to score. I really like this. This is a nice pace-up situation for Milwaukee. Indiana runs a higher pace than they're used to, so I think this is an interesting spot for Giannis and the Bucks. Depot's an animal, so I mean, you can roster him. The problem is the shooting guard is pretty deep today. Shooting guard is a pay-up situation. It's a pretty deep spot today, so interesting one. Cleveland at Minnesota, 221 total here, and it looks like this total is going up, and it is only a one-point game right now. Minnesota in favor of Minnesota at home. Minnesota's been at home for a couple games after that Boston game, which I look forward to. I watched it. Nobody, I mean, first half, Boston couldn't make a shot. Third quarter, Minnesota couldn't make a shot. It was a pretty terrible basketball game, with the exception of watching Karl Anthony Towns. So I just watched Cat play the whole time, which was fun, because I hadn't seen a full game of Cat in a while, so he was good. Jimmy disappeared a little bit, but I think this is an interesting spot for LeBron. Jimmy, I mean, the freaking Cavs, unbelievable. They allowed 127 points to the shorthanded Magic the other day. So, of course, LeBron had to go out and score 76 fantasy points. Like, this defense is just a joke. But they can outscore everybody, so it doesn't matter. Love the stars in this game. I think you want exposure to this game. I think this is a good game where, you know, the Minnesota's not going to be asked to play intense defense. Cleveland doesn't play intense defense. I like this spot a lot. Rockets at the Bulls. This one is a 220 total. Rockets favored by 6 on the road. Of course, everybody's going to be in love with Eric Gordon, Chris Paul, with no James Harden out there. You got to keep going back to them. I'd be interested, however, to see how the plus pace and the high total affects guys like Chris Dunn or Denzel Valentine. Very, very cheap right now. Now, injury news here in this one. There's some key injury news beyond the Rockets. Nikola Mirotic, currently questionable. You just got a questionable to doubtful, really. He's got a stomach flu. So Bobby Portis is in line to get some extra minutes, and he is only 4,500. So there's some value to be found on the Bulls roster. Denzel Valentine getting 28 minutes could get a little bit extra usage there. Definitely some interesting spots. Detroit at New Orleans, 212 total here. New Orleans favored by 6 at home. Good to have them back home here. Always interested in Boogie and AD at home in this situation. Now, not exactly a phenomenal value, but an interesting tournament pivot to go to one of those guys, because while Andre Drummond will be able to handle one of them, I don't know who, they don't have anyone on this roster as a traditional power forward. Tobias Harris is not a traditional power forward. He's 6'7", he's long, he's quick, he's rangy, does not qualify as a traditional power forward. They have Anthony Tolliver, who's old. I guess they can use Eric Moreland at the four, maybe. They're not going to play Boban, which is just ridiculous. Boban could hold Anthony Davis in his hand and make him look like a troll doll. But no, Detroit, I think this is the side that we concentrate on. Avery Bradley back, healthy. Completely forgot about this guy. Came back, sat out a bunch of games, had some limited minutes roles. Got 38 minutes the other night against Houston. Played pretty poorly, but took a ton of shots. And is cheap right now. I'm interested here in this situation. I think he is underpriced for his role and responsibility, especially with no Reggie Jackson out there. So no Reggie Jackson. Ish Smith is going to get the start. He's 6,500 on FanDuel. Not my favorite price, but I do like the role and I do like the matchup here. So interesting spot. Spurs at the Kings. This one is a 199 total here. Spurs coming off the back-to-back. They played in Portland last night. LaMarcus Aldridge just went Rip City in his revenge game situation here. No Kawhi. He tore something in his shoulder in that Suns game. Which, by the way, you hear the words tore something in your shoulder. That sounds really, really bad. Shoulder sprain could be the way that they explain that, by the way, because when you sprain something, you tear something. I remember someone say that to me when I did my ankle. I did my ankle a number of times in high school basketball, like blew the thing up softball size, like in two back-to-back seasons, like 6 weeks out. And the doctor was like, yeah, I mean, you tore it up pretty good. And I was like, tear? Did I tear something? Do I need to have surgery? And he's like, well, yeah, every time you sprain something, you tear it. That's what happens. And I was like, what the fuck? Really? And he's like, yeah, it tears. And that's why it swells. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, it's going to repair itself, but it tears. I was like, wow. So that's what it is. A sprain is a tear. He's like, yeah, it's a tear. I was like, wow. So he could have tore a shoulder sprain. Could be. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's going to have surgery, right? I don't think it's anything serious, or else we would have heard an MRI, you know, all that kind of thing. So he's got a tear in his shoulder. Something hurts. So he's going to be out. Kyle Anderson's going to play. We're going to see some more guys sit. I don't know who it's going to be. Fucking Manu Ginobili had 26 points last night. Unbelievable performance from him. LMA will probably, I mean, the last back-to-back that we had for him, he still had 30 minutes. He's just not as effective. And especially last night, he went hard in that Portland game. And they lost anyway. They've had a rough schedule. A couple back-to-backs in the last 2 weeks. So I think you could see the Pop full court sit, because they're playing the Kings, who are bad. And, you know, a good Spurs performance could be interesting. So who are we looking to for value on the Spurs? Well, keep these names in mind. Patty Mills. We are looking at Deontay Murray, of course. We are looking at Bryn Forbes. We are looking at Brandon Paul, possibly. We are looking at Kyle Anderson. We are looking at Davis Bertans. Keep those names in mind. Davis Bertans quietly getting about 25 minutes a night. Min Price, red hair. Also has red hair. That's a very interesting side note. Hate the Kings, not interested. Atlanta at the Clippers. 215 total here. Lots of injuries on the Clippers side. Literally not maybe one starter. DeAndre Jordan available to play. No Manu Ginobili. I think Austin Rivers is going to play. Hold on. Let me check my Fantasy 5x5 live injury board. Let's check the status of Austin Rivers, shall we? Blake Griffin, by the way, not going to play. He has been tagged doubtful with a concussion. Clippers, Milos Teodosius, he is questionable with the foot. It looks like Austin Rivers should be okay. Lou Williams should be okay. But Juwan Evans has been starting at point guard. So we're going to see some weird rosters. You're going to see some Sam Decker. You're going to see some Montrezl Harrell. All this kind of craziness. CJ Williams has been getting some run. This Clippers team is just banged up. And listen, Hawks are bad, but they're coming off the back-to-back. So I think Dennis Schroeder is interesting. I think Kent Bazemore is interesting. Torian Prince, possibly. But I think I'd rather go to the side of the Clippers with some value here. DeAndre coming off some rest at home. No Blake. We know the wing defense for Atlanta is terrible. So give me some Lou, give me some, maybe some Sam Decker in this situation. Denver at the Warriors. This one is a 225 total, highest total on the night. Real, real nice game. This one's going to be a real, real sexy. Gary Harris is cheap and I'm interested. And, I think we could also look. Well, we got to look at the Golden State injury report, because KD is currently questionable with that calf injury. Now, and they gave, for whatever reason, they gave Steph a game time decision tag too, saying that he's got to be worried about something. But he's probable. Andre Iguodala, probable. Omri Caspi and Draymond, probable. So really, it's KD that we're worried about with this calf strain situation. And he hasn't played since that Dallas game when it was bothering him. So he's missed two since then. And Steph goes bananas when he's out. So I kind of like Steph anyway in this situation at home. And he's cheap. I love it. So I'm interested. All right, let's go into the player breakdown, figure out who we love. Who do you love? Righty, then we have to start with the studs at the top of the slate. You got a lot of studs on this slate, and honestly, you're going to have to make some decisions. Strategically, you're going to hear me talking about going to this second tier. Getting the cheapest stud possible, I think, is a very interesting way to go. We'll talk a little bit about it. I got some ideas. But there are some 11K guys, of course. We have Chris Paul at the top here at the point guard position. 10-2 on FanDuel, 10K on DraftKings. He's averaged 45 in the last five, over 1.3 fantasy points per minute, 24% plus usage. Chicago, phenomenal matchup for backcourt. They're a bad defensive team on the whole. They're bottom five in the league in defensive efficiency, 24th in DVP to the point guard, plenty of raw production, above average points, rebounds, assists, etc. My question for Chris Paul is do you want him? Do you need him? 45 points. Is it possible that he goes for 50? Yeah, certainly it is possible. Definitely. It's absolutely possible. But you will probably get 45 from him, would be my guess. You're going to get 45 from him. I think you're a little bit disappointed by 45 from him at 10-2, right? I think you are. I think that there's a lot of possible guys who are going over 5X at the point guard position tonight, and I don't know if he's one of them as the highest priced guy there. In fact, I prefer Steph. 9-8 Steph, especially with the questionable tag for KD. If there's any chance that at the game time decision that KD gets scratched or he's not 100%, you have the highest usage, highest fantasy point per minute player on that team without him. That is it is insane what his numbers look like without Kevin Durant. Okay, here it is. You ready? 40% usage, 1.8 fantasy points per minute. I'm not kidding. Without Kevin Durant on the floor, Steph Curry is a monster this year. An absolute monster. So I'm very, very interested in Steph against Denver. And, of course, the reason you love Denver is Jamal Murray is not exactly a bad matchup, right? They've always had that DVP issue. Now, their defense is just generally slightly better this year. They've been playing better. You know, I think schematically they've been able to figure out how to play without Paul Millsap. And Trey Lyles has been a big part of that just because he can actually move his feet. Right, like which is Jokic's issue. He can actually rotate, and you have guys with length and Wilson Chandler, and Trey Lyles, and Gary Harris. And Gary got a good reputation. He's fine. He's fine. He's not. You know, I mean, he's not Avery Bradley like on ball defender, but he's good. I think this is a really high scoring game. I think this has potential to be the highest scoring of the night. And he's at home, and I think. What you're taking advantage of is the potential that other people say, oh, I want Chris Paul against this bad Chicago team. And, you know, they're not playing Steph. Like, people just don't really play Steph, especially if they think that whole team is at full health. They won't play Steph. So I'm interested in being bullish on Steph. And that means basically being bullish on the idea that KD might sit, which is awesome. You know, and if he doesn't sit, then fine. Okay, you get 45 points from Steph, but you probably have the same range of outcomes as Chris Paul, with a ceiling that possibly comes with the fact that Kevin Durant sits out and lower ownership. So I like that, and a lower price. All right, moving on to the shooting guard position. It's DeMar at the top at 9,100 versus Brooklyn, 8,800 on DraftKings. I mean, this is Dyat Kobe. He's averaged over 40 fantasy points per game, 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 28% usage rate. Brooklyn allowing plenty of scoring. You know, we know their massive pace. He's going to get a nice pace boost. Although, you know, Toronto plays at a higher pace this year, which is part of the reason why we've seen such amazing offense from them in the last. I mean, the last three games, this team has scored over 124 points every game. What? Against Milwaukee twice. I mean, they are pushing the pace against Milwaukee. And clearly have a little bit of a beat on that team and how to beat them. And it is really, really working well. They're allowing 47 points total to the backcourt per game. That's 24th in the league. Paying for him is really the issue that you have. You have a lot of depth at shooting guard today. You have a lot of depth. Even in the like high 8 tier, the 8K tier, the 6K tier, you have a lot of depth. And you don't have a lot of value. So it would make sense that you're going to see DeMar on some rosters. My question is do you get 40 fantasy points from him? And that doesn't necessarily do you any good. I think Brooklyn is an appealing matchup, but we can't expect outlier performances from him at all times. And remember, I mean, you're going to see him regress back to the mean after that 74 and 56 point game. You're going to see the man settle down. He's been scoring really well, but like you're going to see him settle down. So let's not be too bullish. Let's not be too bullish on him, especially at this price. But I do think 40 plus points is probably where you're projecting him today. And so I have no issues with going to him to be different if you can fit him in. Now, at small forward, there's going to be a lot of interesting spots to go here. Now, you have three studs. You have four if you include Jimmy. And I do include Jimmy with the way he's been playing. I just think his price doesn't necessarily indicate that. Bron, Giannis, KD. Now, KD, I think I'm ruling him out. I think at home, the way Golden State has been playing, I think Kerr is going to be more cautious with him than we like. Unless we get some really good news this afternoon, like Kevin Durant has gone through shoot around and has absolutely no issues. He's been upgraded to probable. Like that would be the news that I would say, okay, KD is now in play. Let's go ahead and consider him. But Giannis at 11-1, Bron at 11-4. On DraftKings, Bron is 11-5 and Giannis is 10-9. Very similar. But Jimmy on DraftKings is 8,400. That is a price that you're going to want to exploit, I think. I mean, that is a huge drop from his 9,700 on FanDuel. On FanDuel, you're asking him for over 45 fantasy points. On DraftKings, you're only asking him for over 40. And that's a very, very easy number for him to get to. So let's talk about Jimmy last, but I'll talk about Bron and Giannis here. Bron, I mean, listen, he scored 76 against the Magic the other day. They allowed 127 points to the Magic. What the fuck? What the actual fuck? Like, how? And this is not, there's no Vooch. Jonathan Simmons had a back. Like, what is going on? I don't understand. A Bismack Biyombo? Like, what is going on with this defense? They're terrible. And it's the best reason to play LeBron. Their defense being so bad is the best argument to play LeBron. Because they have to, they can't dominate games. Because they don't blow teams out. They definitely, definitely need LeBron to stay in for above average minutes and do above average things. Because they don't play defense. This is not like the Warriors who, you know, eventually there is a 13-point lead in the middle of the third quarter. And you go, oh my God, how do we come back? This team's too good. It's not like that with them. It's just, it's the same offense, raining threes, but then they let everybody score. So there's this really new cool tool at Fantasy 5x5, official fantasy NBA DFS partner of Lineup Logic Podcast, fantasy5x5.com. Of course, if you want the package deal, patreon.com/lineuplogic, you get the month of Fantasy 5x5, plus our cheat sheets, plus our Slack chat, all there for you. Access to our listener contest where we run what we like to call the Sauce Fest. Sauce Fest every the nightly. The Sauce Fest. Get in there. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, point is this. Chris designed this tool. It's called the Big Game Tool. Who allows the most big games? Guess who's number one in allowing the most big games from a fantasy perspective? Cleveland. And so the reverse has to be true. That LeBron has to have big games to keep up with these guys, right? That makes sense. And they do. He does. He has massive games. And so, gotta love LeBron in this situation. Minnesota's a below average defense, second highest total, third highest total now on the slate. There's a lot to like with the way he's playing here. I think it's a solid 50-pointer for Bron on the road. Even though he's on the road, it's not, you know, that's not terrible. Giannis versus Indy is very interesting too. 11-1 and 10-9. He had 57 points in 29 minutes against this team last time out. It's a pace-up situation. They can't stop him from getting to the rim. They allow some of the most scoring in the paint in the league. They're top five most points allowed in the paint, which is part of the reason why we play centers against them. But when you have a guy like Giannis who only wants to go to the rim, yeah, that and who only wants to run, this is what Indiana does. They run and they let people get to the rim. So there's massive scoring opportunities here. I think the nice thing that you see is you see Depot back. Depot back actually matters. It matters from a defensive perspective, but what it really matters from is his offense. Now they have a counterpunch to Giannis, right? They have somebody who can keep up with the scoring and make this game competitive and force Giannis to play 34 minutes versus the 29 that he had to play in the last time because they were up by 20 in the end of the third quarter. So I think this is a good spot for him. If I'm paying above 11K for a player, I think it is Giannis. But then you're like, oh, wait, you're going to pay above 11K. You're not going to take the most consistent fantasy asset in NBA DFS, LeBron James? Fuck. God, yeah, I know. Okay, LeBron. But so part of my strategy this tonight might be, and I don't know, but I was tooling with it, Jimmy and Steph. If I like Steph and I like Jimmy, they're the two cheapest just below 10K. And here's the thing. Yes, you're going to risk 45. Yes, you're going to risk 40 points from them. But you also have a very, very, very clear path to 50 for both of them. Opponents are subpar defensively, high usage players in plus situations at home, high totals, right? All of these things add up to this is a really interesting spot to go with Jimmy and Steph. I don't know. I don't know if it works because you don't have they are guys who on average score 40 fantasy points, but Jimmy has really been pretty impressive since December. I mean, he hadn't had a game since that Boston game. Okay. And the Boston game was bad. He shot poorly. The whole team shot poorly. Cat was the only one that played well. But before that Boston game, he hadn't had less than 20 raw points in almost 12 games, and that was back on December 16th. So he went all the way through the new year scoring more than 20 raw points per game, and it was averaging about 40-plus points per game. 34 minutes over the last five. He's back home, coming off a little bit of rest. Terrible Cavaliers defense. We know Jimmy can get to LeBron, keep up with LeBron. I don't see playoff defense LeBron here, so there is definitely an argument to be made for playing Jimmy. On DraftKings, I think he is a phenomenal value at 8,400. I think he's a great value for 40-plus points. You are not asking him for much on draft. 42 points for him is basically right on target with his average. Now, on FanDuel, you're asking for 47 points. It's a little bit more, but it doesn't drive me insane, especially with the idea that this game could be 120 to, 118. When it finishes, it really could. It really, really could with the way these two teams are playing right now. I think you could see a whole lot of you score, I score on back-to-back-to-back possessions. So I like this spot for Jimmy here at home against Minnesota. Against Cleveland. At power forward, you want to be different tonight. Play Anthony Davis. I know, okay, fine, Detroit paced down, decent defense, they're average defense, right? What about Drummond? Well, what if Drummond guards Boogie? Who guards Anthony Davis? Anthony Tolliver? Reggie Bullock? Tobias Harris? Like, John Lohr, who's had ankle surgery and isn't actually on the team right now because he's on the IR? They are a four-out, one-in team. They're going to struggle with a four who is 7 feet tall. And there's a very good chance that Drummond guards him, but I just don't necessarily get scared of that. I think there's going to be some switching. Whoever, he's going to have to pick up whoever. Could they get some Eric Moreland in there? Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. Anthony Davis versus Eric Moreland. Who are you going to take? Give me a fucking break. Listen, he's at home. He's actually relatively cheap. Him and Boogie are both 10-9. I think it's a very interesting tournament play. People aren't going to be on this game. I think it's a really interesting thing to do. Now, has the production been, ceiling level consistent? No. I mean, you have, of course, in the last four, you have the ceiling game of 63 points against Utah of all teams. But then against Cat, who you're supposed to smash, he plays terrible and he has 37 fantasy points. So it's a classic Anthony Davis, who the fuck knows what you're going to get situation. But Utah, if that's any indication, if they don't have the size, and they don't have the size. Utah does not have the size to deal with him and Boogie because they don't have Ekpe Udo and Derek Favors. Favors is not big enough and Udo is just not talented enough. So you get a situation where Drummond is the only other big on the court. I think it's interesting. I think it's a very interesting pivot play. It's different. You're putting a lot of risk in that. He's high risk, high reward, but you're not going to get him. I mean, you're probably going to get him well below 10% ownership, maybe even below 5%. Karl Anthony Towns versus Cleveland. Listen, Nurkic annihilated this team because this team allows a ton of scoring in the paint, and generally speaking, they don't play a lot of very good defense. Now, Kevin Love is a perfectly fine defender, and he probably will play some decent defense on Cat, which, by the way, we're going to have to talk about Kevin Love revenge game in Minnesota. They still love him there. Kevin Love revenge game in play, okay? Kevin Love revenge game. Now, if Kevin Love revenge game is not on your mind, and I understand because he hasn't been playing very well lately, but damn. Kevin Love revenge game, he feels so juicy against Karl Anthony Towns. Anyway, all right, so not necessarily more juicy than Towns because the minutes is just, Cat plays almost 10 whole more minutes. And Nurk annihilated this team because they don't guard the paint, because they don't guard anybody, because they don't want to play defense because they're old. And he's had some big games lately. He had 60 and he had 48 in the last time out. I think you see a very good point per dollar value with Cat here. I think you see him over 40 points. I do. I think you see him over 40 points. I think he gets up for this game. I think they get him the ball. I think he does his thing. I think he has a double-double. And it's very It's very similar strategically to what the Boston situation is. You have a team that runs a five-out offense, a very modern spread offense, right? In Cleveland and in Boston, right? Two teams that are perfectly fine playing down at the center, playing that stretch guy who's a little bit smaller, who's not a traditional rim protector, who Karl Anthony Towns is very, very comfortable working on because he's bigger. And it allows also for extra rebound attempts. So I think it's an interesting spot to go to Cat here. I really do. All right, let's move on to the Grout guys below 8K here, mid-tier. Ish Smith versus New Orleans. Listen, this is a terrible backcourt defense. This is an interesting pace bump situation. People haven't really been playing Ish Smith because the price is up. You're used to paying like 4K for him when Reggie Jackson is out, but Reggie Jackson is still out. He's relatively cheap at 6,500. He had the bounce back game after a really, really poor game the other night against Philadelphia. He's worth investing possibly. 30 plus minutes pace up situation, bad backcourt defense. I have some interest in Ish Smith here. I do. And I think part of it comes from the fact that I think that Detroit will actually be able to stay in this game just because they have backcourt players who can score. So I think it's an interesting spot to go to them. Now, a lot of that has to do with, you know, is Tobias Harris going to play the three and is Avery Bradley able to hit his shot? If those two things happen, I think you have a really nice situation here for this game. And I think it actually pushes a lot of pressure on Anthony Davis and Boogie in this situation. So and the reverse will be that Ish Smith gets like 32, 33 minutes. And that's a good thing. That's where you want to be. Kyle Lowry versus Brooklyn. He's a little bit too cheap for me. But then again, you know, you kind of see the way he's been playing and it's just a price is about right for this matchup. Like, you know, he's been anywhere between 30 and 45 points, and it's hard to know when he's going to go off because he hasn't been scoring a lot, and a lot of it has been somewhat peripheral dependent. And the nice thing is that Brooklyn is the last time he had that triple-double. He had 10 points, and he had 10 rebounds and 12 assists. So definitely an interesting spot to go back to him here. He's averaged over 34 in the last three. I think this team is just hot, and I want exposure, whether it's Ibaka or Lowry or DeLon Wright. DeLon Wright just killing it right now. Like, very interested in DeLon Wright. He is 4,800, and he is just smashing on the second unit. Like, sorry, Fred VanVleet. Like, it's done. DeLon Wright was supposed to be this good, and he couldn't get healthy, and now he is this good because he is just a pure bucket getter. It is just pure silk, sexual chocolate. Interested in DeLon Wright now. Sorry, I say sexual chocolate in so far as my approach to his game. Okay, it's just getting awkward. I'm just not even going to continue that analogy. Moving on off of Lowry onto the shooting guard position. Let's go ahead and let's talk a little bit about Lou Williams, because I think Lou Williams is one of the guys that I'm almost locked into. Low owned, no Blake Griffin, no Miloš, no everybody basically on the Clippers, nobody on the Clippers except for Lou Williams. He's 1.24 fantasy points per minute, the highest usage rate on the team, 34%. He's basically superstar level usage in minutes and fantasy points per minute. So Atlanta allowing massive scoring to wings. CJ McCollum went nuts for over 40 here last time out. I think it's very much the spot to go back to Lou Williams here at relatively low ownership because of the higher price tag. Now, I think you'll probably get him in the 20s in cash, 15 to 20% range, just because you have a lot of options at shooting guard tonight. But I think that that's a good spot to go to him, you know, and like, we know what Lou Williams is, right, guys? I mean, he is a pure bucket getter. He is a pure bucket getter. And has he struggled in a couple games? Yes, but you have an unparalleled ceiling because of his ability to score so, so, so many points. So, 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 so many points. And I love him for that. And I hope he gets 35 minutes and scores 74 points. And I think that this is a great spot to do it against Atlanta. I mean, they've been terrible against wings. And who else is going to score? They're at home. Eric Gordon, I think we reached the end here. The price is too much. The rent is too damn high on Eric Gordon. He's 8K on FanDuel, 7K on DraftKings. No, I'm not doing it. I mean, listen, he exploded in that chalkity chalk chalk chalkity spot the other night, Friday night. Great, good for him. Okay, awesome. Well done. And then he came back and he scored 27 points. That's normal Eric Gordon. He shot over 50% from the field that night when he blew up. He scored 30 points when he blew up. I'm not touching it because he's a great shooter, but shooting 50% on 10 more attempts than you normally take for the season because you have the hot hand and Chris Paul is feeding you doesn't mean that it's going to happen again. And I'm not going back there. You're paying too much for a guy who probably scores 34 fantasy points, 35. I think on DraftKings, he's fine at 7K. I think on FanDuel, you're paying too much. Gary Harry is quietly an interesting play. The fact that he was owned below 5% that night against Phoenix tells you how much that unless the touts are talking about this guy, he's not going to get played because he's quote unquote boring. And there's three guys on the Nuggets who all average 28 points per game. And that's Will Barton, Gary Harris, and Trey Lyles right now. And they're all about the exact same price. But the difference is Gary Harris plays the most minutes. And you got a lot of pace here in this situation. A lot of potential Golden State turnovers. Gary getting out in space, running the floor. I think he's in a good position to get a lot of run here. High-profile game. They're going to need his scoring. I love it. I love it. I love it. I think he's an interesting. Now, he's been shooting poorly. And if he shoots better, he could be back up and close to that 40-point range. But you're getting him at 6,300. I think he's just a nice, consistent floor play. If he gets you 28, he's not going to kill you. That's over 4X. He's not going to kill you if he gets you 28, right? Which has basically been his floor with the minutes that he's been playing, 32 minutes more or less per game. So I'm interested in Gary. I think he's in a good position. At small forward, ugh, God. I mean, it's not fun. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible because you do have Gerald Green and Kyle Anderson both at 5,700. They're going to get close to 25 to 30 minutes. They're playing subpar opponents. They're being asked to score. Between the two of them, I mean, Gerald Green has been unbelievably hot, but I mean, you could see him cool off. You know, I mean, he did the same thing that Eric Gordon did the other night. You know, he goes from scoring 30 points to scoring 15 points because he cools off. And you're back down to what is his normal range of outcomes, 18 to 25 fantasy points. And all of a sudden you realize you paid a ceiling price for a guy who is basically an 18-point player. And you can get an 18-point player in, you ready for the list? Wilson Chandler, Denzel Valentine, Wesley Johnson, Joe Harris, I mean, Alan Crabb, like, the list goes on. Like, you can get 18 points from any of those at Trevor Ariza. You can get more than 18 points for a lot of these guys. There's no point in paying 5,700 for that. Now, that's why I think Kyle Anderson is more interesting. With game time decision, Kawhi possibly out, you're much more likely to see him go for 30 points in situation. When you see Kawhi out of the game, you're going to see Kyle Anderson be a lot more successful. He hasn't been scoring successfully, but he got 35 minutes last night in Portland. That's great. You know, and that was with LaMarcus taking basically every single shot. So I have no issues with Kyle Anderson here. I think he's in a good position. I don't like the pace. That's the one argument I would have against Kyle Anderson. This game has a really low total because two teams are very slow. Very slow, very, very, very bad Kings team. Just very, very bad Kings team. All right, moving on. Oh, interesting. Just got George Hill ruled out. George Hill ruled out. That's interesting. Okay, well, De'Aaron Fox, hello. Even though it's the Spurs, you know, you get the minutes. At center, two guys I'm looking at. Besides, you know, Kevin Love revenge game. Kevin Love goes for 40. Don't at me. Nico, 8,800 versus Golden State. This is right where you want him for this price. 44 fantasy points. I mean, he has not been playing phenomenally well. He just hasn't been scoring. But if you ask the man to score, he has the assist upside. He has the rebound upside. you know, he is 50 points waiting to happen, and when he puts those games together. Now, he played against Golden State last time out, and, you know, right before Christmas, he had 38 fantasy points. That's not bad. I think he's an interesting tournament play. We haven't seen the consistent ceiling from him, but we know it's there. He just hasn't been scoring a lot. So I'm more interested in DeAndre at 8,300 at home versus Atlanta. You know, I mean, no Blake out there. He just, he scores and he does it all. And if he's going to get 30 minutes at home, then, you know, we're in a good situation. I mean, there's been a lot of good games here where Blake has not played and he's at home and gets 30 minutes and he scores 40 fantasy points. And we know he's capable of that. And you love him as a feather in your cap at the end of the night, which is exactly what he did in that OKC game. 17 rebounds, 26 points. That was the game that Blake went down. So definitely interested in DeAndre in this situation. Other than that, I could see... I could see Jonas Valanciunas against Brooklyn. It's just so, I mean, when does this guy get it in the minutes? I have no idea. You know, he scored 20 and 13 in 17 minutes against Milwaukee. How? He's, you know, and he's had only 4 rebounds against the Bulls in 18 minutes. He played more minutes in Chicago and had 4 rebounds. That was it. And then he left the floor. Weird. I can't, it's too tilting. I think it's too nerve-wracking to try and figure out when Jonas is actually going to be worthwhile. So I'm not going there. Maybe Clint Capella, but not really, because the Bulls are actually halfway decent against the center, and he's been kind of slowing down of late. I think it hurts him actually that Harden's not there. They just don't have the same situation. So that's it. That's it. All right, let's go down to the bargain basement here, 5,500 and below, position by position. I got you guys. Tyus Jones versus Cleveland, about 30 minutes, backup point guard in Minnesota. I'm interested. De'Aaron Fox, I'm interested against San Antonio. Even though it's San Antonio, I'm interested. If he's going to get 30 minutes, we've seen him have a pretty solid floor with 30 minutes in those last couple games when George Hill has been out. He's been about 25 or more fantasy points, which is nice. He's a nice point per dollar value. He's not going to have a ceiling necessarily against the Spurs, but he's interesting. Juwan Evans, I mean, you got to consider him with no Austin Rivers out there to play the point guard. The man has to play 27 to 30 minutes. You have to. I mean, you have to play Juwan Evans. Like, 5,100, he's going to be there. He's going to get 30 minutes. He's one of the better values on the slate. Keep your eye on the San Antonio point guard situation, because Deontay Murray or Patty Mills, one of those guys will probably start if they sit Tony Parker. So we'll find out. We'll find out. At shooting guard, going down to the 5,500 and below range. You know, Justin Holiday and Ken Bazemore are right above that. I think they're interesting because they're going to get the role. They're going to get the plenty of minutes. I don't know how much I want them, but I think they're interesting. Avery Bradley is a guy that I have my eye on. I like him in this situation. 4,900, he is cheap and playing well. Not playing well, but playing a lot of minutes in his last game. And I think that people are going to not really know how to approach him. But you're asking Avery Bradley for 24 basically fantasy points against the freaking Pelicans, who have been getting destroyed by shooting guards all year long. So I like that situation for sure. Other than that, I mean, could you go to a Manu Ginobili? Maybe, but you're probably going to see somebody ruled out. You could probably try to play Bryn Forbes, who will probably be named the starter, but he's been kind of hard to project and predict. He had a really nice game against Phoenix. And you know, Pop trusts him. The minutes are there, so he just doesn't really do much except for score. That's what you worry about with Bryn Forbes. But Sacramento is bad. They're not bad against the wings. They're just slow, so you just don't see a lot of possessions. It's just not my favorite. They're just slow. They're not a good team, but they're slow. So it's not fun for fantasy. Add small forward. I mentioned Kyle Anderson, Alan Crabb, definitely an interesting play. I mean, you know, Toronto is particularly long on the wings. I'm not in love with that. He didn't play against them last time out. But you're going to see 30 minutes from Allen Crabbe, and he's a great scorer. And he's been actually rebounding the ball. He had, you know, multiple games, multiple rebounds at the small forward position with no Damari Carroll out there. So I think he's a good value. I mean, you know, 30 minutes at 4,800 is not bad. Another guy who's going to probably get some extended minutes here, Sam Decker and Denzel Valentine. They're both going to get good run in this situation in their matchups. Plenty of minutes. So you're able to find the minutes below 5K at small forward. Question is are you going to find the production? Because a lot of these guys are like quote-unquote 3 and D guys. You know, I think Sam Decker is interesting to me against Atlanta. He played 25 minutes in the last game. He's athletic, man, you know? And, like, if they get him in space, like, I don't know. He's not very ball aggressive. You know, he's not that aggressive with the ball, but he's interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a good game from him at some point here. At the power forward position, I mentioned Serge at 5,900. He is interesting. But then below that, I think it's Montrezl Harrell at 49. Thad Young at 52 is just, that's just too cheap for Thad Young. But his role's kind of been changing in and out of the lineup. It's hard to really figure out when he's going to be playing a lot. You wonder if he's healthy. Ryan Anderson on the road. I did see an article on Reddit, not an article, like a study, that Ryan Anderson is colorblind, and part of the reason why he might struggle at home against in the Rocket Stadium is because he has difficulty with the colors in the stadium, and so he does better in opposing team stadiums. I don't know. Could be an interesting theory. That's what all it was, really, was a theory. But I mentioned, Bobby Portis, because of Mirotić. If Mirotić is out, then I think Bobby Portis will be on a lot of people's rosters. And Montrezl Harrell and Davis Bertāns. Bertāns is, like, quietly one of my favorite plays on the board. I mean, you know, we've seen him get a lot of good run lately as they've needed him in the last couple games. And especially if you see one or two players ruled out. He's been good, man. I mean, 27 minutes, over nearly 30 minutes in the last three games. We know he plays, you know, inside out, and he's min price. I mean, you're getting possibly 20 fantasy points from a min price guy in Davis Bertāns against the Sacramento defense, and he plays inside. So you have that advantage of, you know, a big against Sacramento, which you always, always like. At center, there's not a ton here, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. There's not a ton at center that you really want to get interested in. That's all I'm going to say. I think you got to pay up for center tonight. I really do. It's pretty thin down here. Unless we get some injuries, I don't really see a ton that I like, because you just don't see a lot of minutes from some of these guys, right? I mean, you want to like a guy like Jonas Valanciunas, but we don't know when he's going to get run. Robin Lopez is getting, you know, Robin Lopez could be interesting without Mirotić on the floor. Without Mirotić, I think you could see him get a little bit of run. That would be a play that I might be interested in. A little bit more usage, a little bit more scoring. But that's it. I mean, I can't really recommend a lot of other guys. We don't really know who's going to be getting the minutes down here. So I think you're paying up for center tonight, and I think you're paying up for either Jordan or Towns, in an ideal world, Jordan or Towns. Yeah. All right. That is it for me and the value, That is it for the value segment. Let's go over to FanDuel and see if we can throw together a lineup. All right. So I mentioned this, but there's four guys that are kind of the semi studs that I think have 40 point potential, 40 plus, that I'm interested in trying to get into my lineup. Now, this is kind of an alternative to like a two stud approach. It's like a four semi stud approach, and it's Steph, Lou Williams, Jimmy, and DeAndre Jordan. They're all in really good positions. They're going to be high usage. They have nice matchups. They're at home. So there's a lot of reason, and prices are fair on them, right? There's a lot of reasons to like all of these guys. It leaves you with about 4,700. Now, there's a couple ways to go, and a lot of it depends on what you do at At power forward, you can spend down. Let's just do that. Okay, so instantly, you can do, you know, Davis Bertans, which is a little bit risky, but, you know, it's risky, but I'll take it. Let's do Davis Bertans, and let's do Bobby Portis. Okay, let's pretend that Mirotić is out. We know Bobby Portis is in there. You have a 35 and a 4,500 guys who might get over 25 minutes each. I like it. Good. Go for it. Now, small forward, you have plenty of room to do one of these below 5K types. You could do Alan Crabb. You could do Denzel Valentine. You could do Sam Decker. You can do any of them. Now, I have plenty of Clippers exposure, so I'm probably going to avoid Decker. I like Denzel Valentine's minutes. I think I'd probably go with him or Crabb. Those are my two. And I'll take Valentine for the savings, but we'll see if that sticks. I'm not sure. And Mirotić may be out. That's interesting to me. Okay, now I have 5,700 at point guard and shooting guard. Now, there's a couple ways to do this. You can go up, and you can spend as much as you can, if we know who's going to be playing point guard for the Spurs, then you can spend quite a bit at shooting guard too. You can get up to 7,500 if you have one of these Spurs. You can spend up to, you know, Clay or Chris Middleton. But really, you know, let's say I wanted to do my boy Gary Harris, then I could do at my point guard position Juwan Evans. And, you know, that is an interesting lineup to me. So that's kind of one of the ways. I think I got some lower owned guys. This is a unique lineup. It has a pretty high floor. I'm a little bit anxious about my power forwards. I think this is a little bit more GPP leaning because of the build structure. But Juwan Evans, Steph Curry, Lou Williams, Gary Harris, Jimmy Butler, Denzel Valentine, Davis Bertans, Bobby Portis. Now, let's say, for example, you're saying to yourself, Sean, that's not working for me. That's not going to work for me. Then it's pretty simple. All you do is you go down. You can keep a lot of the same guys. And let's say we go up to LeBron, and then I can do this. This is a really, really pretty easy way to pivot. And it's Juwan Evans, Kyle Lowry, Lou Williams, Gary Harris, LeBron, Denzel Valentine, Davis Bertans, Bobby Portis. Sean, that's not working for me. That's too much risk in one lineup. I don't like those power forwards, you know? Like, how do I know if they're going to play? Okay, I got you. Don't worry about it, man. You know, I mean, you want to play it safe? Let's play it safe, okay? Let's play it safe. Let's go down off of Kyle Lowry. Let's keep everybody else the same. Let's go down off of Kyle Lowry, and let's go down to a guy like a De'Aaron Fox or a... No. Let's go to Ish Smith, and then we're going to upgrade Davis Bertans. We're going to upgrade Davis Bertans to the Montrezl Harrell, who we know is going to probably start for Blake. There's a little bit of security for me. So Juwan Evans, Ish Smith, Lou Williams, Gary Harris, LeBron James, Denzel, Montrezl Harrell, Bobby Portis, and DeAndre. So there it is. It's like there's a lot of ways to do this, guys. There's more than one way to skin a cat, although that's four Clippers in one lineup. Fuck. That's a lot of Clippers. Anyway, all right. Good luck. Roll Tide. No, I'm kidding. I don't actually have. If I have a vested interest in this game tonight, politically, because I'm jammed between Alabama and Georgia, someone could burn my house down. So I'm just going to remain neutral and tell everybody that I'm not going to. Good night.